Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We should start with the NBA Finals, though. Last night, the Thunder take control 3-2 over the Indiana Pacers. It's kind of happening, I think, in front of our eyes, the thing we all expected all along that we anticipated. Oklahoma City proving to be a little bit better. And in the meantime, the Pacers, with Tyrese Halliburton dealing with a calf injury last night, scoring just 4 points, not making a field goal from the floor 0 for 6, just hit his free throws. They're in big-time trouble. Yeah. Losers by 11 last night, and now with a game 6 and a banged up clutch best player, they are going to have to come out swinging with their backs against the wall. But the story last night was Jalen Williams, a career playoff high 40 points, and the MVP of the league, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, playing Robin, scoring 31 as the Thunder got to within one win of a championship.
So this was playing out a lot like game 1. If you remember it, I mean, I know that was like 7 months ago because they spread games out by so far. But Oklahoma City was the better team most of the time. Indiana, they don't quit. Even without Halliburton 100%, I don't know what he is, 40%, 61%? I have no idea. Clearly wasn't himself. Siakam was dazzling. McConnell was really good there in the fourth quarter. I thought Toppin had a couple important buckets on some dunks. Miles Turner was active. They played Tony Bradley, I thought, who was really helpful for them. They closed it to 2.
Yeah, it was an 18-point deficit in the fourth. They were plus 16 at one point to cut it to 2 behind, as you said, Siakam, who had 28, and McConnell, who had 18. And they were on the brink. It looked like a repeat performance where they were going to steal the game just like they did in game 1.
And we forget this Oklahoma City team is so young, right? So the first time that happened, you know, and Indiana deserves credit, so don't get me wrong. But you could see the tightening, right? Where it's like, who's going to make the shot? I guess it's Shai. He'll go one-on-one. And then if he misses it, oh, crap, what do we do now? That wasn't a problem this time.
And it wasn't just the youth, I don't think, either. Remember, one of the stats that we talked about when this series started, the Thunder only played 24 games this season, all season, mm-hmm. where the game was within 5 points in the final 5 minutes, the fewest in the league by far. They had the largest margin of victory in NBA history this year, and so while they were so dominant and so great, and they're one of the best teams statistically we've ever seen, they didn't have to really bow up right at the end of a game and kind of in crunch time deliver the way the Pacers have over and over and over again. And so those games, when you cut it to 2 in the fourth quarter, actually, for the first time all night, start to favor Indy.
Yeah, we don't know what to do exactly because we haven't done it very much. Well, this was different. I mean, I talk about this all the time with basketball. You could look at a box score and go, this guy had 20 points and that guy had 20 points. Who had the better game? Not all buckets are created equal.
No.
When Siakam drills that 3 to put Indiana down 2 and Jalen Williams, I'm so calm and relaxed, drills that 3 to put him back up 5 before another stop in a bucket to put him up 7. Just like that, Carlisle timeout. He knew, I think, in that moment, right? Indiana had done everything right, had gotten right back into it, and you try to force some of those puckered moments, those lack of execution moments, the uncertainty, no problem. Hand never shakes. Jalen Williams was incredible down the stretch. They only turned it over 11 times in the ballgame and forced 23. Caruso was instrumental with a couple of those, diving loose balls, change of possession things. This is Oklahoma City, man. It's like that vice grip.
Game 5 of a best of 7 NBA final series, when the series is 2-2, the winner to go up 3-2 has won 23 of the previous 31 times. which is a 74% clip. Mm-hmm. Bodes well for Oklahoma City. If you just look at 3-2 edges in the series, it's actually a lot bigger than that. It's 40 out of 49, which is 82% of the time the team up 3-2 wins. A little bit lesser success rate when it's a 2-2 series and you win game three, meaning that someone could come back and win two in a row. But to see the Pacers, especially with Haliburton not healthy, beat a better Thunder team than them in multiple games, including one in OKC here down the stretch, I just don't see it. It's a matter of time. It feels inevitable at this point. The Thunder are going to hoist a title. They're going to win the O'Brien. They're going to have the banner ceremony to start next year. And I think if you're a Wizards fan, you should take some solace, and you should probably enjoy that because you've got an executive that came from there, mm-hmm. and they're trying to do some things in a comparable way. Now, I don't know how similar the build here is going to be because you got to luck box your way into SGA in a trade, and it's just hard to replicate. But it is proof of how it can be done and that there's a team that thinks like an executive running the Wizards does who's pulled it off.
Because you look at them, and they don't look like a lot of teams look.
No.
You know, they find the unusual guy that can be effective, right? The Lucas Dortz of the world get overlooked by everybody. Is he a two? Is he a three? Is he a four? I have no idea. But he's physical and a pain in the butt, and he fits in very nicely. I mean, same with Cason Wallace and Caruso. I mean, they traded away a really gifted player for, you know, hustle guy Alex Caruso. And of course it fits what they do and what they want. So you get people that think outside the box a little bit, that are willing to find the commodity that's overlooked. And yeah, you get a guy that's the other team doesn't know what they have, an SGA. You trade for future MVP for a bag of donuts. That helps too. But, you know, it takes those kind of really smart people to identify that and go, that guy over there can do a lot more than he's doing, and we'll have him do it for us.
You got to hit that home run.
Yep.
You could do a lot right, but if the SGA second deck grand slam doesn't happen, then the build probably mm-hmm. doesn't work.
Right.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're going to have to find theirs along the way here, and they're going to have to hit in the draft over and over and over again like the Thunder were able to with the number of picks that they put together. Stanley Cup final tonight could end. We've got a 3-2 series lead for the Florida Panthers over the Edmonton Oilers. Game 6 tonight. If Florida wins, they go back-to-back as Cup champions in the National Hockey League. I bring this up for two reasons. One, this series has actually been amazing. The games have been great. You've got one of the best players in any sport on the planet right now, and Connor McDavid playing for Edmonton. Hall of Famers abound. TV numbers are not great. I don't know if that's... I don't really know why that is, honestly. I guess it's just... it's a hockey thing in the United States of America. I'm not sure. I'd like more people to be watching the Cup than have. We were doing a story last week where the Women's mm-hmm. College World Series in softball had not quite even with, but similar
we're
enough
close,
numbers
yeah.
that if you're the NHL, you're going, what do we got to do here? Florida's great. Edmonton's awesome. And these games have been epic. But I bring this up because we could get resolution, Danny, on the better that we've talked about, who we call Cash Out Bro, okay? I told you about this guy last week. So for those of you that didn't hear this story, there is a fresh out of college, young 20s bro like some kid you'd bump into in Arlington wearing Sperry's this spring, who made a $13 bet on one of the apps that you might have on your phone, just like any other dude, gets on an app. I'm a big FanDuel guy. $13 bet, right? He bet on six different champions, of which four have already won. We're talking about the Super Bowl, the WNBA, the national championship. He just ripped off four straight successful title predictions in his six-leg parlay. Dodgers, Liberty, Eagles, among them. He's got two legs left on this parlay. Now, it doesn't sound that crazy when you take mostly really good teams to win their championship, but when they're all somewhere between like 12 and 20 to 1, and then you string together a half dozen legs, it turns out to be a crazy odds return.
Could be wildly lucrative.
His $13 bet, if he hits it, will pay him $270,000. 270K for cash out, bro. He has been offered several opportunities to cash out, including right before the series has started. He took the Oklahoma City Thunder to win the NBA Finals, who are probably going to. And he took the Edmonton Oilers to win the Stanley Cup. They are facing elimination tonight, down 3-2. Right before the series, he was offered $107,000. He made a $13 bet. You now have a $107,000 offer, which basically means, Danny, that's how much money you have in the bank if you walk away.
Yeah, $106,987 profit on that bet.
He said he was not doing it. And it just became a game of deal or no deal, where after every one of the games played in either the NBA or the Stanley Cup Finals, the app comes back to him and they say, okay, now we'll offer you this. And so after game one, 107 went down to 96. So at rock bottom here previously, before last night, he was down into the 20,000s in his cash out. It almost doesn't even matter, though, because he has been steadfast in saying he will not take a cash out offer. So the cash out he's being offered today before the possible elimination of the Edmonton Oilers is $39,902.75. You handed $13 to the app.
Yep.
It's going to give you back $39,900, a $40,000 winnings. He's still saying it's not happening. We're riding it out. But he's now, despite winning the NBA Finals likely with Oklahoma City, needs two straight wins from the Oilers, including tonight. He'll be in the barn.
He's going to get nothing. And I hope it was worth it. Like,
Are you rooting for or against him?
Ooh, great question.
I'm rooting for him. It seems like a Hootier thing to do to root against him.
Well,
because you're going to say that he's dumb and he should take the
I think he made the wrong decision. So I don't like people that make the wrong decision getting rewarded in general. So I don't think I'm actively rooting against him, but like I think he's wrong. I thought he made the wrong decision. I don't think he's a bad person. You know what I mean? But just like it all depends on philosophy, right? I mean, we talked about this a bunch. If you're the kind of person that would take, I think one of the offers was $123,000 in there somewhere, by the way, right?
That was the max he could have gotten when it looked the best during both series, was around $120,000.
So if you take that money, you like for a lot of us, you go, I just made the single greatest investment in human history.
Yes.
Like it's $13 I gave away and I received $122,000, you know, $987 back.
In a few months, by the way.
Yeah. In a matter of, for doing nothing.
Yeah.
Zero effort, zero energy, just pick some favorites.
Bitcoin ain't got nothing
right
on me.
It is astounding. But half the population, roughly, goes, I potentially left $150,000 more on the table.
Yeah.
So there's a moment in the movie War Dogs with Miles Teller and
Jonah Hill,
where they realize they win a contract with the Department of Defense, these two guys that are shady arms dealers. They're going to make tens of millions of dollars. And they find out that they underbid for the contract against like the regular big boys of defense contracting by like tens of millions.
Right. They were willing to do it for $5. Lockheed Martin said, we'll do it for $18 million.
Yeah, you know? Or whatever. So they're still going to make, again, tens of millions of dollars and have more money than anybody else could ever spend in their lifetime. And Jonah Hill's character can't let it go. He's furious and like hits his head against the wall and like breaks his hand. And the other character is Miles Teller. In this situation, I'm Miles Teller. We're making so much money. He's going, I can't believe we lost that money. You know what I mean? And that's at its core.
Well, he's going to get zero, it looks like.
Yeah, he's getting nothing.
Because I have a hard time believing the Oilers come back with consecutive wins. I hope he gets a game seven out of it, and he gets to push this thing to the brink, and it gets more...
That'd be the best story.
...excitement, and the 15 minutes of fame continues. I don't know why his dad or someone didn't start advocating, hey, bud, we got to do this. Mm-hmm. We got to bail. His dad's like, we're just so proud of him, and whatever he wants to do, we're fine with.
Oh.
It's perfectly cool if he wants to see this thing through. That's basically the comments I saw.
Wow. Mr. Cash Out Bro, sir?
That would not be how I would handle this if it was my kid. Now, he's a grown-up. It's not like he's 14.
Yeah.
And this guy's fresh out of college.
You got to be allowed to make your own mistakes, I suppose.
Absolutely. So you can't force him to do anything. But we're having some long conversations about how much $120,000 can
help. Yeah, I might dial on that phone and say, would you like to have no debt? Wouldn't that be nice to have zero debt at this point as you start your life? You could pay everything off?
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.